Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Aphra Behn. Okay? Now Aphra Behn was a English dramatist as well as a general writer of fiction because she has also written one very famous novel and she was the first English woman to earn her livelihood by writing. Okay? Because if you recall, in earlier times it was not considered seemly or appropriate for women to take up writing as a profession. But she was the first English woman to earn her livelihood by writing. Okay? Her dates are from 1640 to 1689. Okay? Now another fact you should know about Aphra Behn is that in her literary works, she has also used a pseudonym or a pen name. So in the exam, they can ask you what was the pen name that Aphra Behn used. Now, the pen name is Astrea. A-S-T-R-E-A, Astrea. After that, let me also tell you that in her lifetime, before she took up writing as a full-time profession, she even worked as a spy, in the secret service of King Charles II. And later on, when she returned to England, she was also imprisoned for debt. For some time, she was jailed. And if you remember, in those times, what used to happen is, maan lo ki aapne koi debt liya hai ya loan liya hai, and if you don't pay it back on time, there was something called the debtor's prison. So, loan lene walon ko, ye log jail mein dal dete the, agar aap sara paisa wapas nahi karoge to. So, briefly, she was also imprisoned. For debt. But later on, when she came out, she took up writing as her full-time career. So, what are the important literary works that she has written? Though she has written plenty of works, but from an exam point of view, there are some important ones that you should definitely know about. One is the comedy called The Rover. The Rover, which came out in the year 1677. This became a very grand commercial success. Afterwards, she has also written one tragedy. She has only written one tragedy called Abdelazar. A-B-D-E-L-A-Z-E-R. Abdelazar. This was staged in 1676. This is the only tragedy that she has written. Afterwards, she has written a short novel called Orunuko. O-R-O-O-N-O-K-O. Orunuko. This came out in 1688. And this broadly tells the story of an enslaved African prince. Enslaved African prince whom Aphra Behn also met. She claimed to have met this prince while she was in South America. In Suriname. And Suriname is a country in South America. Wahan pe inki mulaqat hui thi, as she claims, she met this African prince. So this novel, Orunuko, is based on that. So this novel takes up the themes of slavery, race, as well as gender. Now afterwards, she has also written one more epistolary novel that is also pretty important. It's called Love Letters Between a Noble Man and His Sister. Love Letters Between a Noble Man and His Sister. Now this was released in installments. Multi-part hai. It wasn't published in 1 year or one go. But 3 saal mein ye chote-chote parts iske release hue the. From 1684 to 87. But contrary to what the name suggests, that Love Letters Between Noble Man and His Sister. So, jo sister hai, ye real sister nahi hai. There is a noble man who falls in love with his wife's younger sister. But in those days, you can't just, fall in love with your wife's younger sister. In those days. Because it was not considered appropriate. And even if you see in today's time, such a kind of love story is not considered good. So, this novel explores themes of forbidden love, social transgression, social transgression as well as political intrigue. Aur ek aur cheez aap dhyan mein rakhna, that in the exam they also ask full title of a novel or a work. So Orunuko ki jo full title hai wo hai Orunuko or the Royal Slave. This is the full title. So as I told you, that this is about an African prince who is enslaved and later on he is transported to the English colony of Suriname. And Suriname is a place in South America. And in some ways this novel is also a critique of colonialism. Afterwards, as I told you, The Rover, the full title is The Rover or the Banished Cavaliers. Now this play explores themes of love, freedom as well as the pursuit of pleasure. So broadly speaking, this is just about a small group of English cavaliers, matlab those people who followed the king or who supported the king. And as we all know that King Charles II was in exile and it's only in 1660 that he came back to England. So this novel talks about that period when he was in exile along with the cavaliers or the supporters. So we have a small group of English cavaliers who are in Madrid and Naples. Naples is a place in Italy and Madrid is a place in Spain. Okay? So that is the setting. Now afterwards, let me also point out that later on in the 20th century, Virginia Woolf praises Aphra Behn. Okay? She says that, you know, if we regard Daniel Defoe as the father of the English novel, we must regard Aphra Behn as the mother of the English novel. Okay? Because, you know, she wrote the novel Orunuko, as I told you. Okay? And also in Virginia Woolf's work called A Room of One's Own, अगर आपने पढ़ी है ये, she famously says, let me quote this line, ठीक है, quote, all women together ought to let flowers fall upon the tomb of Aphra Behn, which is most scandalous, but appropriately, in Westminster Abbey, for it was she who earned them the right to speak their minds, unquote, ठीक है, let me repeat this once more, all women together ought to let flowers fall upon the tomb of Aphra Behn, which is most scandalously but rather appropriately in Westminster Abbey, for it was she who earned them the right to speak their minds. So broadly isme point kya keh rahi hai ye, that you know Westminster Abbey is a place, theek hai, where great writers are buried, theek hai, from Geoffrey Chaucer to many great writers, theek hai, and Aphra Behn is also buried there, but she is not buried in the poet's corner. Wahan pe bhi ek choti si jagah hai jahan pe great writers buried hain. She is buried on one side of that place, theek hai, but yet that is a big achievement, because बड़े बड़े राइटर्स के साथ उनका टूम भी अगर बना हुआ है Aphra Behn का, तो दैट इज अ बिग अचीवमेंट फॉर विमेन, बिकॉज इन अर्लियर टाइम्स विमेन वर नॉट इवन सपोज टू राइट, बट हियर वी हैव अ लेडी Aphra Behn हु एक्चुअली टुक अप राइटिंग. शी ब्रोक कल्चरल बैरियर्स एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट शी वॉज द फर्स्ट इंग्लिश वुमन टू अर्न हर लाइवलीहुड बाय राइटिंग, एंड यू नो वंस वन पर्सन स्टार्ट्स डूइंग समथिंग इट बिकम्स स्लाइटली ईजियर फॉर द लेटर जनरेशन पीपल, because now they can always, you know, rely upon the example set by somebody who came before them. So that is why Virginia Woolf praises Aphra Behn and says that all women should let flowers fall upon the tomb of Aphra Behn, matlab sabko phool chadhane chahiye unki tomb par, theek hai. So from an exam point of view, just remember few facts about Aphra Behn. One is the pseudonym that she uses, which is Astrea. Afterwards, the important works that she has written, in particular The Rover, theek hai, uske baad jo novel likha hai inhone Orunuko or The Royal Slave, theek hai. Afterwards we have Love Letters Between a Nobleman and His Sister, ठीक है, एंड देन वी हैव द ओनली ट्रेजेडी दैट शी रोट विच इज एब्डेल आजर, ठीक है, ABDELAZER, ठीक है.